This is Seattle's Morning News. Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien. We all know that profiling is bad, but what if profiling helps you catch the right person? Let's consult with former State Attorney General Rob McKenna, our conversation made possible by Aristapoint Employee Benefit Consultants. What was this case about, Rob?
This case involves an arrest of an individual who was found in the country illegally. It started when a couple of Border Patrol agents noticed a family entering the Goodwill store in Bangor, Maine. They, quote, appeared to be of Central American origin, and the agents overheard them speaking Spanish while shopping at the store. So the American Civil Liberties Union said, hey, this is textbook racial profiling. I went and read the complaint filed by the agents, and what the complaint says is that, you know, they did observe this family who they thought appeared to be from Central America, which indeed was the case. They're from Guatemala, heard them speaking Spanish. Then they went in and engaged them in a consensual conversation, chatted them up. They indicated they did not, or at least the individual who ended up being arrested indicated he spoke no English. So they spoke to him Spanish. And then they, in the course of that conversation, he said, you know, he didn't have any papers, that he wasn't a citizen, wasn't in the country legally. So they left. The agents walked out of the store and waited for the group to leave the store. And when that group exited, the agents approached, identified themselves in Spanish as Border Patrol agents, and then asked this one individual who ended up being arrested if he had any immigration documents. He said no. He was asked, how did you come to the United States? He said, I came here illegally. Wow. Are you still here illegally? He said, yes, I'm still present in the country illegally.
Well, that's pretty much open and shut.
Well, you know, and he said that it was the first time that he'd been detained. But when they took him in and ran his fingerprints, they found that he had been arrested and deported at least twice before using other names, other aliases. So here you have a case where, yes, they were profiling in the sense that they were looking for people who appeared out of place in Bangor, Maine, in their view, who were speaking Spanish, but they didn't seize them. So what we're talking about here is a Fourth Amendment issue. The Fourth Amendment protects all of us from unreasonable search and seizure. Search or seizure, I should say. So search, we all understand, right? The cops can't break down your door, come in and search your place without a warrant.
Right.
Seizure means even a brief detention. You know, the Border Patrol's position is that when they walked into the Goodwill store in Bangor and started chatting with these folks, they were not detaining them. So it was not a seizure. When they then waited outside and engaged these people and then arrested this guy, that was clearly a seizure. They seized him. But at that point, they seem to have been following the rule laid down by the Supreme Court, which is that you can question individuals based on things like their apparent ancestry, but, quote, any further detention or search must be based on consent or probable cause. Here, the fact that he admitted he was in the country illegally is about as good a case of probable cause as you can think of.
So this is not considered profiling, or it is considered profiling?
It is profiling in the sense that, you know, they noticed these people didn't fit the typical Bangor profile, but profiling itself isn't illegal. What's illegal is when a search or seizure arises entirely from profiling.
So in other words, if the guy had said, no, I'm here legally, and they had seized him, then they'd be in trouble.
Potentially, unless they had some other basis that constituted reasonable suspicion. So the key case here comes out of the southern United States, where a car of carrying people from Mexico was pulled over solely because the officers observed that they appeared to be of Mexican ancestry. That was the only reason they had to pull them over. But even there, you know, the court says, look, the officer can question the driver and the passengers about their citizenship and their immigration status, and he can ask them to explain suspicious circumstances. But any further detention or search must be based on consent or probable cause. In that case, the court didn't find that there was consent or probable cause. But here in the Bangor case, they did. So it really comes down to the facts of the case.
But how did they choose which customers in the store to chat up?
Well, they observed them walking into the store. So they saw this group before, and I don't know how they concluded.
What made them suspicious? Was it not because they didn't look like they were born and bred in Maine?
Yeah, so I think that the way the officers would say is it didn't raise suspicion, but it raised a question. These folks appear to be from Central America. Indeed, they were from Guatemala. So they went and started talking to them. And then the fact that the guy said to them, yeah, I'm here illegally, gave them all the suspicion they needed.
And that's the flip side of this. If you pick out somebody who looks foreign and then detain them, even though they haven't confessed to being here illegally, you could get sued.
Yeah, that's right. You know, it's incumbent on all law enforcement to follow the law, and there's exposure for their agency if they, you know, detain someone without meeting that, you know, pretty basic standard of probable cause, reasonable suspicion.
Former State Attorney General Rob McKenna, a conversation brought to you by Arista Point Employee Benefit Consultants. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks, Dave.